Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's all coming down to Pennsylvania, baby. Absolutely. You heard that promo, and yes, it is going to all come down to Pennsylvania. No doubt about it. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I'm liking what I'm feeling, but I'm taking nothing for granted. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. It is our Halloween edition. Just so you know, I'm going to be getting out of here a little early tonight. I'm going to be on Fox News at 6:30 tonight. Special report, they're live in Philly down by Independence Mall. So join me for that at 6:30. Michael Pelka is going to jump in at 6 o'clock and take over. I got to say, you know, the Trump garbage move was really smart with the garbage truck and the vest. And he just is he dominates the news cycle. Kamala cannot seem to win a news cycle. But there's something else here, too, about this, which I think is very, very important. Working the McDonald's fries, garbage truck. It is a very important reminder that the working guys, the working gals in this country, they stand with Trump. I mean, look, wearing the vest, all that. You know what really ticks the left off about that? Is that they look down on people that collect garbage for a living. They do. They look down on workers. They have become a party, and I'll quote James Carville here, of the faculty lounge and the coastal elites. And Trump being in that garbage truck and putting that on said two things. It said, number one, yeah, you can call us garbage all you want. But number two, it also said, I know that the people that work for a living and collect your garbage, they're more likely to stand with me than they are to stand with you elites in Washington. And they don't want the war in Ukraine going on and on with their taxpayer dollars. They're sick of all their money going overseas. They're sick of this open border invasion. They're sick of their money going to countries getting, what, $150 million for Lebanon while they're struggling to make a living every day. And they got to play for inflation. You know, like that arrogant caller who calls up earlier, no joy whatsoever. That guy's just angry, right? That guy? Well, you know, the people that work for a living who are really struggling out there in this country, and then their money goes overseas to Ukraine in an endless war that's just making the military-industrial complex richer and richer. There's no end in sight to the war. There's no plan. There's no peace negotiations. Nothing. Nothing. But somehow we would be throwing Ukraine under the bus if we did what? Exactly what? We're just going to keep this going forever and ever? 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, whatever it takes, $1 trillion, $2 trillion. See, Trump taps into something, too, which is people are sick and tired of their money going overseas. They're really sick and tired of it. This whole idea about America being the world's police. You can have the Cheneys, everybody else. You know what? I'll play you this clip. This is J.D. Vance talking to Charlie Kirk about this with the Cheneys. When Cheney's telling you how to live your life, and I think this is very, very good. Cut number 7 with J.D. Vance. Go ahead.
When a Cheney is telling you how you should live your lives and how you should vote, you should run in the other direction. And that is what you have an opportunity to do. I didn't know at the time that a Cheney in charge of American foreign policy would lead to a lot of innocent Americans and also other people losing their lives. I didn't know that it would lead to disastrous foreign policy. You guys now know that. So vote like you know it and don't reward the party of Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney and Kamala Harris. Reward the party of Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk and Donald J. Trump.
I agree. Look, I mean, it's very obvious to me who the warmongers want. It's very obvious. You know, one of my favorite movies is Team America World Police. It was put together by the guys who created South Park, and it's very, very funny. But I've been kind of saying this stuff for a long time. I'm not like a Johnny come lately to this whole idea, this whole notion. But Trump was against the Iraq war in 2004 at a time which was very unpopular for a position for a Republican to take. Now it's easy. Everybody goes back in time and goes, yeah, we shouldn't have been in Iraq. It's easy to play Monday morning quarterback. He was against it back then. So just keep that in mind. You know, guys like that last caller, the reason why I don't need to keep engaging is that I think that and this is what I said to Trump in 2015. In 2016, I said this to him in 2019 when Dawn stole my silver plate platter and, you know, he took it out of my hands and gave it to her and I got the little lesser platter. They want to stop you because you don't want any new wars. Bottom line, that's why they wanted to stop him in 2015, wanted to stop him in 2016. Why they want to stop him, why they did stop him in 2020. They were successful at stopping him. And what happened? The military-industrial complex got very, very rich off this war in Ukraine. That money is not going to Ukraine. It's going to American defense contractors who are then shipping weapons over to Ukraine. They stopped Trump successfully in 2020 by doing a number of different things, including the Hunter Biden laptop, and suppressing that story and suppressing freedom of speech so that the government could control the narrative and collude with big tech and the corporate media. Stop Trump. What happens? A war breaks out. I was right when I said to him, they want to stop you because you won't let them have any new wars. They tried in 2016. They came close. They pulled it off in 2020. And they want to stop him again in 2024 for the exact same reason. It's the exact same reason. These wars are very profitable. There's a lot of people that make money off these things. And it's very easy to turn around and go, well, you know, our friends in Ukraine. And let me ask you this question. How come nobody, not even the idiot governor of New Jersey, his royal ruggedness, and this is what makes me happy, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It is our happy hour. We're going to be back there live on December 20th for our next live show. So come out and join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our Christmas Spectacular, Zioli Show Christmas Spectacular on Ice, December 20th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Book a fabulous midweek package and receive resort credits on a multiple night stay. Book direct at GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Here's his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, tussles with CNBC's Phil Kernan, and a very, very important point here. About, like, what policy do you agree with here? What policy do you agree with here about Joe Kern, excuse me, when it comes to Kamala Harris? They can't name one. That's the thing. It's not about policy. It's about stopping Trump. But I'll tell you a little secret. His royal ruggedness, and you're going to see this on YouTube, his hair, Matt DeSantis, I'm not exaggerating, right? I mean, this might be the worst the governor has ever looked.
Oh, without question, this is the worst hair he has had. By far, like, not even close. I don't know what he was thinking going on TV looking like this. I assume he has a press secretary that should be policing things like this, and yet they let him on TV anyway.
Yeah, and his summer teeth, some are here, some are there, some are everywhere. Right? It's a bad look for his royal ruggedness.
If your hair looked like that right now, I would not let you on Brett Baer's show tonight. I would pull you aside. I would say, Rich, you got to get yourself together. But nobody did Murphy that favor.
Well, I just pulled out my gel, just so you know if you're watching on YouTube. And during the break, my wife gave me, because I'm not going to have time to do a makeup artist tonight. So this is what I did. I'm going to show everybody on YouTube right now. So I'm man enough to put makeup on during the YouTube stream right now. I'm not ashamed. National television, primetime debut, Fox News. I'm not messing around with this freaking red nose, Rudolph. I can light up the night sky. I'm not ashamed. I'm an alpha male, straight as an arrow. I'll put a little blush on. See that? Right there. That's what I'm talking about. That's right. See, guys? Yep, they're walking by. I'm putting makeup on. That's right. I'm a man. I'm not ashamed. Got to look good on TV tonight. In addition to that, I pulled out the gel, Matt DeSantis, and I also had a guy come and spray hair on my head. So we're good to go.
All right? The hair looks very good.
I need my buddy Nicolette Bricky to do makeup. She does McCormick's makeup. I need her to do my makeup. I don't know if Nicolette's around. She could come over and just quickly polish me up. You go to Fox, they get the fancy makeup artist, but, you know, this is down at Independence Mall. This is kind of a, you know... And I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I just throw it on my face. I have no idea. Dawn used to help me with my makeup back in the day. I don't know what I'm doing, you know? Yeah, professional makeup artist when you go to the studio in New York. But this is just me with powder. See that? Beautiful thing. Look at that.
I'm telling you, your biggest issue is going to be that tie length. You got to get it shortened.
We're outside tonight. We're sitting outside on stools. So I got to make sure that my pants don't crease up. You know what I mean? You got to do that. Shoes are shined, ready to go. Boom. Dressing like Alex B. Keaton for Halloween this year. All right, let's play the clip without further ado. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable. Take a listen and a watch.
We went on a checklist. You like all the things that you like Kamala Harris, not just against. So what are, let me ask you, do you believe we should abolish the filibuster? And you can answer after I do it. How about getting rid of private insurance? How about taxing unrealized gains? How about nationalizing energy? How about mandatory gun buybacks like Australia? How about decriminalizing illegal crossings, ending cash bail, child gender reassignment surgery being paid for in prison? I mean, what are your, raising the corporate tax rate? What are your favorite proposals from Kamala Harris that make you like her so much?
Which of those? Joe, for a Jersey guy, you sound like you're on the Trump campaign, for crying out loud. Come on, man.
Okay, well, which of
those do you like?
Which of those do you like?
Can we pause it for a quick second? Just pause like the video. Look at Murphy. We got to digest this a little bit here. First of all, what is going on with him? Look at that. The hair, all of it. The teeth, the whole thing. I know I'm being petty, but I hate this guy. Look at him. DeSantis, look at this guy.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
No, does not look good. And he's got his collar open. Like, button your collar. He's going for, you know what I mean? All right, before he answers here, let's do, I got this. Here we go. Peasants! Gather around! His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, will explain to you which policies of Kamala Harris he wants for you filthy, filthy heathens. Here's a little hint. He wants her to lose. All right, go ahead.
Are you in favor of ending the filibuster? We'll go one by one.
Yeah.
Are you?
It is... I'm not sure on the filibuster, honestly, but... I think
you're not going to talk about any specifics of what's that?
I think fair tax policy is
what does
is
that
sensible.
Mean? Fair. What does that mean? Fair.
Means fair? you pay what you should pay.
Well, you know, I live in your state, Governor. Do you think if I pay 55% total, is that fair for me, or do I need to pay 80%? What would be fair for you? Because I live in your state.
Joe, I said that up front. Believe me, I know you do. But you sound like you're on the Trump campaign.
No, I don't know what the right number is. Go ahead, Andrew.
I don't know what the right number is. See, he doesn't want her to win, but this is the bottom line here. None of these people can articulate a policy position that is actually popular. None. I just got this for you. I wanted to share this with you as well. So Gallup today, in politics, as of today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? Democrat, 32%, up 4%, Republican, 29%, down 2%. I'm just trying to understand this a little bit. Just got this a moment ago. With independent leaners. All right, so people, it looks like if I'm understanding this correctly, I literally just got this a moment ago, but I got to talk about it tonight. So party affiliation. From Gallup, trend since 2004. I'm going to have to dig into this more in the car, I guess. I don't know. I can't understand it right at the moment. But, Matt, I don't know. Maybe you can make sense of this for me. I'll send this over to you. DeSantis is the numbers guy. I don't, you know. I'm not a math guy. So, here, let me send this to you real quick, and you can do that Harvard thing you do and digest that for us because, you know. 855-839-1210. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Go see him and join us on November 9th for our veterans event and free community shredding event. It's going to be a lot of fun as well. I need you to hold November 13th on your calendar. We're going to do something really special that night. Just trust me on this when I tell you it's going to be a lot of fun. A couple clips I want to play for you. Mark Cuban gets a very rude awakening when Bill O'Reilly fact checks him to his face. All right? This is good because Cuban's a jackass and he's getting roasted all over the place today. This is cut number 26.
Dana, I love you. You're so wrong. Trump, inflation was up 25% over the Obama economy he inherited. Ask him about Yemen, where he decided not to take action and allowed 100,000 people to keep on dying in Yemen. Talk to him about his tariffs. What worked with his tariffs? He had 4 years to make tariffs work with China. China kicked his ass. China took him to court, right? Because he didn't know how tariffs worked, and it hurt the economy. The economy was rolling along, and it was got so hit by the tariffs that his appointment to the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, had to come back in and cut interest rates three times. And then we get to the real point of reckoning, the pandemic. And what does he do? He says, if we don't test people, the viruses didn't really happen. He holds back on resources, except for Vladimir Putin, to keep people from getting healthy. That is not an accomplished president, Dana. He has not done anything. What he got, he inherited.
I got to jump in with course corrections here. Number one, the real wages, which is really the only economic barometer for the folks, was up 8.2% in the 4 years Trump was president. 8.2 across the board for working Americans. Fact. Under Biden-Harris, it is around 1%. No COVID pandemic. They have failed. Number two, inflation didn't start because Putin and the Arabs did anything. Inflation started, and I don't know whether you know this, Mr. Cuban, but Biden signed in his first week in office at least 20 executive orders, making it harder for every fuel company to harvest their product, whether it be fracking or oil or anything. The fuel company said, holy you know what, we're going to get hosed because our prices to get the stuff out of the ground are quadrupling. So we're going to do it retail now. That's what ignited it, not Putin and not Saudi Arabia. That is the truth.
Here's another great clip for you. J.D. Vance explaining how the 2020 election was stolen. This is what I've said to you a million times. I've said two things on the 2020 election, and, you know, You don't even have to bring up election machines. You don't have to bring up anything. Two things we can confirm with absolute certainty that could have changed the course of the election. Number one, the Hunter Biden laptop. The military-industrial complex, the CIA, they all colluded to lie about the Hunter Biden laptop, where 50 former national security official hacks who all wanted war came out and said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Okay? That was a lie. They knew it was a lie. The FBI knew it was a lie. They knew it was a lie. Colluded with big tech and the corporate media, the unholy triad, to hide the truth of that. Because they did not want the illusion of Joe Biden as this kind old man in the basement, keeping you safe from mean tweets and COVID, to be shattered by the truth of Joe Biden, which is that he's a corrupt SOB who has made millions of dollars off of Ukraine and Russia and China and Romania, and that he's going to give the world whatever they want because they got the receipts. Like Ukraine, for example. So that collusion right there. And the second one is, and again, this is not debate and not conspiracy theory. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court usurped the Pennsylvania legislature and changed the time, manner, and place of the election by saying that mail-in ballots will be received up until Friday, whether or not they were postmarked properly, had no postmark at all. Okay, those two things right there would have absolutely changed the outcome of the election. No question about it in my mind. They wanted to stop Trump in 2016 because he didn't want new wars. I have said that to him. I've said that to him on this show. They stopped him successfully in 2020. They were able to stop him in 2020, and now they want to do it again in 2024. Bottom line, it is the warmongers. Why do you think Tulsi Gabbard is backing Donald Trump? Why do you think Liz Cheney is backing Kamala Harris? So all you need to know, look, if you support war, if you want this endless war to go, if you work in the military industrial complex, if you think your pension, your 401k is going to be better off with it, I get it. I understand. But that's what's behind this movement. That's what's driving the anti-Trump movement. It's that. That's what it is. You want to know what it is? It's the same thing it was in 2015, 16, 20, and right now. Always has been, always will be. War is big money. He doesn't want it. But it's not just war. It's also the scientific health establishment that Eisenhower warned us about. How they decide what's science and they collude with the FDA and big food and et cetera, et cetera. Here's J.D. Vance talking about 2020, cut 27.
This is where I always get pissed about the media conversation around what happened in 2020. Is what they'll do is they'll sort of find the craziest conspiracy theory about what happened in 2020. They'll debunk it and say, oh, look, this shows that nothing bad happened in 2020. There's a nonpartisan organization that actually looked at what would have happened to Americans' votes if they had just known the truth about the fact that Joe Biden fundamentally had traded his political influence for money. Like, that's what it was. It's an old-fashioned American corruption story. I will give you access to powerful people in exchange for money, right? That was the true scandal of the Hunter Biden laptop. Again, it wasn't Hunter Biden doing cocaine with a stripper.
That was the fun part.
You can say that. I have an election to win. So that was the real
scandal.
It was
scandal. The corruption.
It was the corruption. And
this nonpartisan
and direct evidence of the corruption. And a nonpartisan organization said that knowledge, which was suppressed by the entire American media and big tech scene, that would have changed millions upon millions of votes. And we know that the number in four swing states was 88,000 votes that were the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden winning the 2020 election. So set to the side all of the other arguments about fraud and all the other rule changes that happened in the midst of COVID, we know that big tech colluded with our own sort of, I would say colluded. The one thing I'll say about Zuckerberg is, and I don't know him super well. I've never had a problem with him, but I do wonder if it's a convenient excuse. I don't doubt that the FBI said, hey, this is Russian disinformation, but these companies still have to take some agency over this too, right? So I think it was both the corruption of the FBI and the intelligence services, but also the big technology companies themselves. Both of them are at blame. And I think fundamentally, if they had not done what they did, Donald Trump would have won another term as president of the United States. You're never going to be able to convince me that if millions upon millions of swing voters knew the evidence of Joe Biden's corruption and it was staring them in the face, that we would not have been able to pull that one out.
How many times have I said that to you? How many times have I said to you that they did not cover up that laptop because it had naked, disgusting, pornographic pictures of Hunter Biden? In fact, Democrats love porn. They just put out a new ad that has a couple having sex, and then the guy says to her, the condom broke. And he goes in the bathroom to get the plan B. And then in there is an old white guy with a red tie on saying, I'm your member of Congress. You can't have the pill. You want to play the ad, Matt? I mean, they love porn. If the Hunter Biden laptop was just porn and him doing talked about it as a redemption story, they never would have covered that up. Here, listen to this new ad that they have out, the part that we can play for you anyway. Go ahead.
Sorry, you can't use that.
Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we banned Plan B.
No, you can't do this. I can't have a kid right now.
I won the last election, so it's my decision. Now let's get back in there so we can give her the news, Daddy.
So that's what they're trying to do, to scare young women. And I think young people in general. But the ad opens with a couple having sex. There's another ad that's put out by that same group where a guy is, how do I say this? He is not king of his castle, master of his domain, if you know what I mean. He would have lost the contest in Seinfeld. You saw that ad too, right, Matt?
Yeah, these ads are creepy. Like the one we just played, I had to cut the first half out because it's pretty graphic.
So the guy's sitting there, he's got a cover over him, and the cover's going up and down because he's clearly not being master of his domain. And then that same Republican congressman guy walks in and turns off his porn. They love porn. Are you kidding me? Please. They would have, the Hunter Biden laptop, they would have showed pictures everywhere and talked about it being a redemption story. It was about Biden's corruption. RFK Jr. masterfully counters Geraldo Rivera's Trump derangement syndrome question about January 6th. So good was Kennedy's response here. Another guy against these endless wars, but even Stephen A. Smith thought he made a fair point. This is from the Fox. This is from News Nation. Excuse me. The News Nation town hall event. Cut 25.
You and the president discussed how you will honor the Constitution. How can you trust President Trump to honor the Constitution when he was a sore loser last time and defied the Constitution, defied the constitutional succession, and attempted to basically stay in power despite the fact that he had lost the election? So how can you, is this the person you're making common cause to seek the constitutional nirvana? I have deep doubts about that.
Like I said,
I disagree with President Trump on many things that he did during the last administration. He today has a heightened sensitivity toward censorship, toward the weaponization of the federal agencies against our democracy, to the emerging power of these totalitarian systems and totalitarian technologies, AI, facial recognition technology, low-level satellites that can look at every square inch of our country every day, all these other technologies that give totalitarian systems capacities they've never had before to monitor and control every aspect of our lives. He's sensitized to those. And I think, you know, what happened on at the end of that election, there was a peaceful transition of power. Peaceful transitions of power are a critical part of our democracy. And I disagree with a lot of things that happened there.
You don't think
I think the attacks on our Constitution over the last 4 years have eclipsed anything that happened on January 4th. I think the censorship is the largest threat to American democracy today.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, think about it. January 6th was a day of a riot. We've had 4 years of the government coming down on censoring the American people over COVID, the Hunter Biden laptop story. We've had the government shutting you down, intimidating moms who want to speak out at school board meetings. And so we've had all that. You know, we've had those things are absolutely 100%. Way bigger than anything that happened on one single day. That's the bottom line here. So, you know, I agree with him 100% when he says this. I mean, we focus so much on one day and we lose sight of what 4 years of this administration's weaponization have done. Just a great example is the letter they sent to moms and dads telling them that they would be domestic terrorists if they spoke out at school board meetings. So the other thing, too, is forcing people to get vaccines, forcing children to get vaccines, all these things. All right. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com, VenariaDental.com. Thank you for streaming on YouTube. I'm going to play you a segment that I had to record a little while ago. So I'm going to head now down to Independence Mall to do the Fox News hit with Brett Baer at 6:30. Opelka will be in at 6 to take over. And hopefully you'll tune in tonight. Thanks for all your fashion tips, your advice. I appreciate it very much. Who loves you? Who loves you, baby? I do. That's right. All right. Thank you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, here we go. It is our... I gotta head out of here soon. So Opelka's coming in to do the last hour. I gotta head down to Independence Mall. I'm joining Brett Baer. He's got a live show down in Philly. So I'm going down there tonight. But I don't want you to think I'm taking off the last hour because I'm trick-or-treating or anything like that. It's not like that. It's just a matter of I got to be on Fox News. So we'll make it work. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. There's going to be a lot. Oh, my gosh. There's so much to talk about tonight about Pennsylvania and trying to understand exactly, and I mean this, exactly where things are going to go next week. And I don't have some crystal ball here. All I know is that they keep saying it's going to be close, which means everybody's got to get out there and vote. And there's a lot of confusion out there, a lot of confusion regarding Bucks County. And the Democrats are certainly doing everything they possibly can to make people think that the vote is not going to be easy to achieve in Bucks County. So that's the thing that we got to focus on. I wanted to mention this. This is an amazing story. Democrats are actually stumping for Trump. You know, we've talked a lot about how Democrats are backing Trump. Like, for example, one of the strong, intelligent women that I had on the show yesterday, a strong, intelligent woman around Donald Trump, is the one and only Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi's a great friend. She's intelligent as hell. She's brilliant. And she's one of the strong, intelligent women around Donald Trump. Well, there are, and she mentioned yesterday that it's this town hall, these former Democrats, are like 40 of them in the room, put their hands up and said that they are backing Donald Trump. Well, this is an amazing story here. A Democrat ad attacks a Republican because he voted to impeach Donald Trump. And the Wall Street Journal has this piece, and they said, we thought we'd seen everything in politics, but you really can't top the spectacle of Democrats attacking California Representative David Valadao for, get this, voting to impeach Donald Trump. Right. Democrats are more worried about Mr. Trump having coattails than they are that he'll destroy democracy. See, that's the whole thing. The whole destroy democracy thing is a fugazi. They know he's not going to destroy democracy. They're not worried about that. But they're doing all these things because they're trying to win. But if they think that by aligning with Trump will help them win, then they'll do that. That tells you a lot about how Donald Trump, how popular Donald Trump is among Democrats. And we see this in Pennsylvania with Bob Casey. I mean, we see Bob Casey aligning with Donald Trump. We see John Fetterman coming out and saying that he's the level of support for Trump in Pennsylvania is astonishing. So they put out this ad going after this Republican in California who voted to impeach Trump. The Democrats did, going after him and saying, David Valadao turned his back on President Trump and the whole MAGA movement. And they actually have a clip of him saying, we don't need President Trump. And the ad concludes, with a record like that, who needs David Valadao? And it's sponsored by the Democratic group Voter Protection Project, which is funded by House Majority PAC, which is associated with the House Democratic leadership. Now, it's obviously Hakeem Jeffries and the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, I guess bit Joe Biden, which is why he was biting the toes of a baby. And this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariA, and mark down November 9th for his Veterans Breakfast and Community Shredding event. It's going to be a lot of fun at his office in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. So what does it tell you that the Democrats are running an attack ad on a Republican who voted to impeach Donald Trump? Tells me that Donald Trump is incredibly powerful, even in blue places like California. Now, when we talk about this level of support, this morning I was on Dawn's show. She was kind enough to have me on. And I got a text from our friend, Joanne, who sent me this. You've seen Joanne sing at Park. She's beautiful and brilliant. And she said, I'm seeing so many signs that say Democrats for Trump. And believe it or not, even in Doylestown, the signs are saying Doylestown strong for Donald Trump. All right, so here's how a couple of different scenarios could play out in Pennsylvania. Here's what I think. I think scenario number one, obviously, is that Trump crushes it and the polls are wrong again. And when they're saying he's up by two or up by three, he's actually up by five or six. That's scenario number one. Now, I refuse to go with that and start preaching and predicting that because I don't want anyone thinking they got this in the bag and staying home. And I'm hearing way too much of that. Landslide talk and everything else. Look, be optimistic. But hope is not a strategy, as they say. Voting is the strategy. Scenario number two, the shy Harris voter, which is these voters that are out there and they're not being picked up by the polls. They're not saying they're voting for Kamala Harris. The polls aren't reaching them. Polling's still off. And you see all these early numbers suggesting a lot of women voters are going out there. And it turns out that the abortion issue is bigger than I thought it was going to be. And they vote for Kamala Harris, not because they like her, but because they're trying to stop Donald Trump. That's scenario number two. Scenario number three is that obviously Trump is so incredibly popular in blue places that when you've got guys out there like John Fetterman and like Bob Casey running ads with Trump, the Democrats feel a sense of disheartenment, like we can't win this thing. She sucks. She's terrible. They should have kept Biden in, or Biden lost his mind or whatever, but she's the wrong candidate. She never should have picked that goofball Tim Walz. Should have gone with Josh Shapiro. We're going to lose, and they stay home. And they don't turn out on election day. And then what you're seeing right now in the early voting are the diehards. The diehards who are out there being like, you know, quote unquote, reproductive rights is my issue. And so I'm voting early on this. That's what could be. When the actual election day comes, the turnout is depressed among Democrats and Trump wins. It's going to be one of those three scenarios. And I have, you know, my gut tells me he's going to win this thing. But obviously, we've been burned before, and I don't know. I just don't know if polling can really be accurate anymore, because I just don't know how you're reaching people. I really don't. And that's a big part of the problem. But look at it this way. Bob Casey embracing Trump in his ad and saying that he supported Trump on trade and saying that really running away from being a Democrat in general in Pennsylvania should tell us everything. John Fetterman's comments about Trump should also tell us everything. Pennsylvania Democrats are suing Erie County over mail ballots right now. The state party is alleging that the county has been slow at mailing out ballots. Are they slow, or is there just not a lot of enthusiasm among Democrats in Pennsylvania? When you look at Bob Casey and Donald Trump, it's very interesting, right? Bob Casey plays the Trump card. The Democrat from Pennsylvania finds himself in the fight of his political life. And a week from the election, bipartisan consensus on 2 points regarding Pennsylvania. The first is that the presidential contest is way too close to call. This is Bill McGurn writing this in the Wall Street Journal. The second is that the only contender is that only one contender has coattails, and that, of course, is Donald Trump. Meaning that Kamala Harris has no coattails. And Democrats are very worried about this. The metrics are all pointing to not only a Trump victory, but that he wins the Senate and the Republicans keep control of the House as well. All those scenarios would be amazing. I mean, my God, if that happens, it's great. Like, let's pray and hope and be great. Now, obviously, McCormick is hitching his wagon to Trump, definitely. Kamala Harris keeps calling him a fascist. You know, Trump is a fascist. But Casey is not the only Democrat who's doing this. Alyssa Slotkin's doing it in Michigan. Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin's doing it. In a post on Truth Social, the former president accepted the great compliment, but called their alleged support fake. Kamala Harris's sinking campaign has become so toxic that Democrat senators in 4 different states are using me in their advertisements and stating that they are with President Trump on tariffs and numerous other things, which is a great compliment. It is not fair to those Republican Senate candidates, Bernie Moreno, Dave McCormick, Eric Hovde, and Sam Brown, who are with me all of the time. These Democrats have voted with crooked Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. They only pretend to be on my side when elections roll around. The result is that down ballot Democrats in tight races are now disassociating themselves from Kamala Harris. For 3-term Senator Bob Casey, this translates into contradictory messaging. On the one hand, he runs an ad touting his support for Trump on some policies to boost his credibility. On the other, he does so while calling Trump a threat to democracy. On top of this, there's the Biden factor. Forcing the president off a ticket may have been an overall plus for Democrats' chances, but probably not in Pennsylvania, where Harris's San Francisco progressivism is a harder sell to blue-collar Catholics. I think it's another thing, too. I think it's the union workers, too. Biden, it turns out, is a stronger candidate than Kamala Harris is. I'm not surprised by that. I always thought that. Hell, I said to you back in October of last year, 1 year ago, I said, I think that if it wasn't for Kamala Harris, they would replace Joe Biden in a heartbeat. They just don't know what to do because she's worse. She loses worse than him. I still believe that. I really do. Put it to you this way. If Kamala Harris winds up winning this thing, God forbid, it won't be because people liked her policies, liked her campaign, or liked her message. It will be, simply put, because they are voting against Donald Trump. That's it. They're voting against Donald Trump. And, you know, Nikki Haley mocked Senator Bob Casey for siding with him. She said, Bob Casey voted against expanding fracking 6 times. I think he forgot which state he lives in. Who does that? Casey repeatedly co-sponsored the Fracturing Responsibility and Awareness of Chemicals Act, which would give the EPA much more power over the fracking process. Most industry groups oppose the FRACT Act, arguing that such heavy-handed regulations would kill jobs and raise energy prices. And then the New York Post article says, well, otherwise, Casey's record on fracking is complicated. He was just one of 7 Democrats to vote against an outright ban in 2021 and has tried to distance himself from President Biden's energy policies in campaign ads. McCormick's campaign argues that his support for Kamala Harris and her ban on fracking will be detrimental to Donald Trump, and it absolutely will be, to Pennsylvania. So the TV ad that Casey put out here, incumbent Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey, the new ad, bucks President Biden on the issue of fracking, touts Casey's past support for former President Donald Trump's tariffs on China. Features a married couple from Old Forge in solidly Democratic Lackawanna County celebrating the three-term senator as an independent based on his defense of U.S. natural gas drilling and support for trade wars with Beijing. I'm a Republican, says the wife. Her name is Mary Grace. And I'm a Democrat, adds the husband. His name is Joe. Our marriage, pure bliss, but on politics, we just don't agree, except for Bob Casey. He's independent, the wife says. That's right, her beta male husband agrees. Sorry, but dude, come on. Let's be honest. Casey's leading the effort to stop corporate greed, inflation, and price gouging, the wife goes on. Casey bucked Biden to protect fracking, and he sided with Trump to end NAFTA and put tariffs on China to stop them from cheating. So in this house, we agree it's Bob Casey who's doing right by Pennsylvania, Mary Grace concludes, at which point the beta male husband says, I'm Bob Casey. I'm sorry, then Bob Casey, the other beta male, comes out and says, I'm Bob Casey, and I definitely approve this message. What does that tell you about Pennsylvania? What does that tell you? If Donald Trump was so toxic in Pennsylvania, do you think Bob Casey would be embracing Trump? This is not a PAC that did this. This is not some third party group. And that's an important distinction point. You got to know that because some people think, well, all right, you know, so just because some PAC out there puts out an ad, that doesn't mean that Casey. No. This is Casey himself coming on at the end and saying, I'm Bob Casey and I approve this message. Why do you think that, and I'm not going to play because I don't want to give the guy free airtime, but why do you think he's doing that if Trump was so unpopular in Pennsylvania? I mean, it tells me their internal polling shows Donald Trump is doing very, very well. Because at best, you just ignore it. At best, you don't have Bob Casey embrace Trump's policies at all. If anything, you just come out and say what you support, what you believe. But that's how detrimental, that's how dangerous Kamala Harris's past comments on fracking are in Pennsylvania, that he's forced to embrace Trump out of sheer survival. And look, I think it's the same with John Fetterman. I think John Fetterman hears from all these union guys outside of Pittsburgh. John Fetterman hears constantly about fracking. He hears from all these people in the industry, and he thinks, I gotta say something here. And I got to talk about how Trump has this incredible connection, incredible passion, because a lot of these people are going to vote for me in 4 years. Pennsylvania is an energy state, said Casey and Senator John Fetterman in a joint statement. As the second largest natural gas producing state, this industry has created good paying energy jobs in towns and communities across the Commonwealth and has played a critical role in promoting U.S. energy independence. While the immediate impacts on Pennsylvania remain to be seen, we have concerns about the long-term impacts that this is the pause on liquid natural gas exports, will have on thousands of jobs in Pennsylvania's natural gas industry. If this decision puts Pennsylvania energy jobs at risk, we will push the Biden administration to reverse this decision. While distancing himself from some items on the Democratic agenda, Casey has still embraced Harris's crackdown on the so-called grocery price gouging, or gauging, as they want to call it. Look, I think there's a lot to this. And I think you gotta factor in something else here as well with this, in addition to that, it's this, right? It is that the ban on liquid natural gas that is still in place right now, right here, right now, is another way that Joe Biden's saying F you to Kamala Harris. I can't believe it. It's Halloween. Here we are, it's Halloween, and we have a liquid natural gas export ban going on, and Pennsylvania is the must-win state that's going to decide the White House. In what universe does that make sense to anyone? Honestly, in what universe does that make sense to anyone? If they actually wanted to give Kamala a shot, what they would do is they would reverse that ban, but they don't want to give her a shot. Biden hates her and wants her to lose. Of course, there's another factor in this, too, which is that since they are very worried about depressed Democrat turnout, which is why she's not turning on Biden, They're very worried that doing so would keep the environmental whack jobs home. You know what Tuesday may play out to be, where you get a lot of Democrats who wind up thinking that Trump's got this and this is a bad candidate and it's over and let's just take our lumps and we'll deal with it in 4 years and the hell with it. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about that, and she was kind of like, well, Democrats are saying at this point, FML, you know, blank my life. Let me just book a trip to Europe and there you go. Get out. You know what I mean? I think that Casey and Fetterman tell us a lot. I really do. I think Casey and Fetterman tell us everything we need to know about where Pennsylvania stands. And remember when John Fetterman was talking to the New York Times about this, and we now have John Fetterman describing the special connection that Trump voters have. What you know is that all those Trump voters are going to come out and vote. And he fears that Trump is stronger than ever in Pennsylvania. What I can guarantee you, that every single person who's supporting Trump comes out to vote for Donald Trump. Every single one of them. That we know. Now, Democrats, the ones who want to stop Trump, they may be the early voting. So when you see the numbers and they say it's a lot of women voters and Democrats are still leading Republicans in the early voting, bake that cake in, as those are the people that will vote come hell or high water, no matter what, to stop Trump from winning. But beyond that, the other group, they may just not show up on Tuesday. They may say, the hell with this. She's a bad candidate. The economy stinks. Maybe it'll get better. I don't like him, whatever, but we'll try to win back in 4 years. He's going to win anyway, so what the hell? I'm not going to bother with it. And then Trump's enthusiasm factor, which is the monster vote, the monster mash, comes out in the big way, and he winds up winning. I don't know what information Casey's campaign has, but something in their internal polling is telling them that they need to not just simply distance themselves from Kamala Harris, they need to wrap themselves around Donald Trump. That is a big distinction. It's one thing to distance yourself from Kamala. It's one thing to go out there and say, I'm Bob Casey and I'm an independent. It's one thing to go out there and tout your independent bona fides. It's one thing to do all those things, but it's another thing to wrap yourself around Donald Trump. To literally have people to embrace Donald Trump's policies. To literally embrace the man himself. That is a totally different scenario, as you know. All right, listen. I got to get out of here so I can head down to Independence Mall to join Brett Baer on Fox News at 6:30. So Michael Pelka, our buddy Stump Rain, will take you home for the final hour. I just don't want you to think I'm being lazy or trick-or-treating with the kids or something. I'm actually bummed I'm going to miss trick-or-treating with them. I love Halloween. I do. It's one of my favorite days, especially when you have kids at this young age. Oh, yeah, just watch Kamala's fake news conference, all lies. She is desperate, but more importantly, she looks totally exhausted. She should rest now and leave the campaigning to me. Donald Trump tweeting that out. That's great. But anyway, keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. And listen, online privacy is so incredibly important. That's why you got to get the 3-in-1 privacy subscription service that I subscribe to. It's called Privacy Pro, and it's from DuckDuckGo. Look, I don't want the government spying on me. I don't want private companies spying on me. None of that stuff. So that's why you need Privacy Pro. It's a 3-in-1 privacy subscription service that helps protect your personal info from being exploited by hackers, scammers, and privacy-invasive companies. With Privacy Pro, you're going to get a VPN. Now, you got to have a VPN in this day and age. If you don't use a VPN, you're nuts. Because then everything you transmit over Wi-Fi can be stolen. I mean, everything, even at just a coffee shop or at your house. You got to have a VPN. And DuckDuckGo's VPN secures your Wi-Fi connection anytime, anywhere. And second, it has identity theft restoration. So if your identity gets stolen, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro helps you restore your identity. And third, personal information removal. Just put your name out there and it'll blow your mind. Have you ever done that and find out how much information and how many sites out there are selling information about you? Privacy Pro will help you remove your personal info from those creepy sites so they can't share or sell it. How cool is that, right? Get all that for only $9.99 a month. And as my listener, if you go to duckduckgo.com/1210, you'll get an exclusive 7-day free trial on me. That's duckduckgo.com/1210. Do it now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.